I'm speaking to you at the premises of SPLA General Court Martial. This morning we had a session. We had one SPLA soldier, Private Tito Majuk Ajel, is from 7th Infantry Division. He was deployed at Parijok in Imetong State. On the 28th of August 2017, he was accused of sexual harassment of a minor, and as a result, he was arrested and detained at SPLA Barrack in Parijok. Initially, the issue was settled under actually customary law. The accused was required to pay a goat or to buy a goat which was going to be slaughtered as a result of cleansing rituals. He agreed in principle to buy the goat. However, he could not buy it immediately because of economic hardship he was facing in his capacity as an SPLA soldier. After some time, the issue was picked up by enemy's team that had visited Parijok. It was raised by a woman leader. Thirdly, the issue was picked by one of the media house, outlets, and it was broadcasted on one of the local radio stations. And from there, the SPLA heard about this serious accusation, and it was taken up. The accused was transferred from Parijok to Magui, the headquarters of 7th Infantry Division. From Magui, he was brought to SPLA General Headquarters. He was investigated, and today the first trial was held. He was given a defense team, and the victims were also given a prosecutor. The whole of this morning was spent hearing from the defense team and from the prosecutor. Eventually, a court verdict was reached, and this is the summary of the court verdict that I'm reading to different media outlets. The charge is sexual harassment of a minor, someone who is less than 18 years, as the law requires. The court verdict was reached under Section 395, C, read together with 396, SPLA Act 2009. The accused was found guilty, and as a result, he was required to pay 30,000 South Sudanese pound as damages to the family of the victim. Number two, he was fined South Sudanese pound 5,000 payable to the chiefs of General Court Martial. Failure to do so, he would be required to serve a 1-year jail term in a civilian detention facility. Three, he was dismissed from SPLA active list without post-service benefits, and that was reached under Section 85, Subsection 2, SPLA Act 2009. Fourth, the accused was sentenced to 2 years in imprisonment in a civilian prison. This is the summary of the court verdict which was reached today. In conclusion, the defense team have the right to appeal, and they are required to submit their appeal to the Supreme Court of South Sudan within 15 days.